With the good weather fading now, what are the top seasonal tips for autumn gardening? Here to talk us through the planning and maintenance of our garden space is Fiona Dunbar from Priory Farm Nursery. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Annie.
Very welcome to Susie.
Thank you.
What is your role actually at Priory Farm?
Well, I have done some selling in the past on the shop floor, but currently I'm up on our nursery growing our stock.
So
it's literally a short walk up off the shop floor. And it's all homegrown, lovely shrubs, and we do grow our own bedding plants as well.
Fantastic. Now, year-round gardening, it's got many rewards, hasn't it? But it's easier to sort of make the effort in the summertime when the sun's shining. A bit more of a challenge, maybe, as the seasons change, even though the end result, granted, can be all worthwhile. So first things first, Fiona, many of us are quite frankly wading through a ton of leaves on our lawns and paths. Instead of lamenting the mess, the trouble, how can we put those leaves to good use?
Well, I would see raking leaves as quite good for your exercise regime, but they can, they're very good at breaking down and composting. I tend to rake leaves and mix it all in with the herbaceous grass cuttings.
Does that mean leaf mold? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, indeed. Okay. I mix it all up, and I also use my kitchen waste as well, and it all makes a really super compost.
It's a brilliant soil conditioner, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So you pile your leaves into an upright sort of facility?
I've got two of the black bins, and they're excellent because they absorb the heat from the sun during the summer, and that in turn helps with the microbial action, which helps with the breaking down of the organic matter.
And do you have to sort of strengthen the structure, so to speak, or can it just sort of do its own thing?
I tend to make sure that anything I put in the composter is well shredded, and I don't put citrus in because they break down in different ways. I make sure it's all well shredded, and I fork it over, and it has to be moist, and it has to be shredded, and it allows for aeration if you fork it over as well.
Okay, so if you dampen it down with, say, some rainwater, and you don't want to sort of like swamp it with water, do you?
No, I mean, it's if you're using woody cuttings from hedge trimmings, if you could use that shredded, it helps with the aeration and therefore the drainage.
And that nitrogen that quickens up the decomposition, is that right?
Well, you could use something like garrota, which is a good substance, but really you shouldn't need to add anything. I don't actually add anything chemical to my compost.
Some people pee into the watering can before wetting the leaves to break them down.
Well, if they fancy doing that, but I personally don't.
I've seen it on posh gardening programmes, and I thought I had to sort of stop and think, what am I watching here?
Yeah, no,
so
I don't
more of
tend
a quirky
to have to
thing. Garrota or nothing at all?
Yes, or nothing. As I say, it needs aeration, so get your fork in there and fork it over from time to time.
Okay, now what about winter veg? Is this a good time to start things off? What should we think about planting?
Well, you could plant your perennial spinach is a good one, and if you have a glass house, you could sow some of the have an early sowing. If you've got some heat, you can keep your salad crops going through the winter as well, but usually you'd need heat for that.
Okay, so winter salads, are they easy to grow? What would be a sensible option to choose?
Well, there are some good lettuces. I like the Lola Rossa personally because you can keep harvesting from that instead of cutting the top off one iceberg lettuce or one of the globe style lettuces. You can keep harvesting from the Lola Rossa because it's a perennial. It keeps on producing leaves, so they're a really good one.
What about mustard? Is that a good one to do?
Mustard's very easy. You could probably just do that on your windowsill in the kitchen. It grows very easily.
Now, something I'm really keen on doing, garlic. Does it need a sunny spot, good drainage, that kind of thing?
Yes, I would recommend for your garlics and your onions, onion sets, really well-drained soil and full sun. Indeed.
Okay, and how would I plant them? Because, you see, I have to tell you, my background is, if I plant nasturtiums, I think I'm clever, okay? So we're starting from a very blank sheet with me. If I want to plant cloves of garlic, how deep would they need to be planted, and which way round as well? Got no idea.
Well, all garlic cloves and bulbs have a bottom and a top. The bottom half is flatter, and it's fairly obvious. It has a flat base at the bottom of the bulb of garlic.
So you're very kindly saying to me, in a very nice, genteel way, that the pointed orchids end up is where I need to plant, yeah?
Yes, you plant the point, yes.
Okay,
the
and how
point
deep?
Must be up,
how many
yes.
centimetres deep, roughly?
I would go about 1.5 the depth of the bulb, generally, and that's a general rule of thumb for most bulbs.
Okie doke. And varieties, are they hardy? Which would you recommend? What sort of cold can they withstand, really? Can they still remain hardy over the winter?
Yes, they can. I think any of the bulbs, any of the garlic bulbs or onion bulbs that you get are pretty hardy, so we do have some hardy varieties in stock at the moment.
Okay, and so I mean sometimes some winters can be really quite harsh, so you could go well below sort of 5, 6, 7 degrees and that wouldn't be a problem with
if you're worried you could probably fleece it over as well, our winters do seem to be getting quite mild in recent years.
So you did touch on this a little bit, I don't have a greenhouse, so okay. What do you reckon, pots, cloches in the ground?
Oh,
what's
excellent.
The best?
Yeah, excellent. Or you could use raised beds if you've got heavy clay soil. You can always use a bit of a framework and raise your beds up to help with the drainage.
And it can be a bit of a waiting game because I quite fancied broad beans, but I read that if I sow, say, now in a prepared bed, as you recommended, would I then be waiting for a crop next year? When next year would that be, do you reckon?
Usually the autumn time for things like
so that's a slow burner then?
Yeah. Sweet peas are very easy, you know, the cut flowers. Yeah. You can sow those early now. Sweet peas are excellent for an early sowing.
Okay, so those of us who don't have big gardens, winter containers, what should we use? What sort of compost, first of all?
It depends on what you're planting. If you're planting bedding plants, I would use a good quality multi-purpose compost. If you're planting various shrubs, then I would probably use, if you're planting things like the skimmias and the gaultherias and heathers, they quite like an ericaceous compost. But if you're planting things like aces, you're better off with ericaceous but mixed in with something like a topsoil or John Innes number 3.
Okay, and would you need to mulch to cover? What would you do that with? I suppose sort of gravel and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't tend to personally, because I think if you've got pots and tubs and you can't see the soil surface, you can't see whether that plant is wet or dry during the summer. And if you're watering a plant that's over wet, you could kill it. And if you can't see how dry it is, you could also kill it if you're watering too
much. Wouldn't it protect during sort of harsher months, though, if it's really, really cold and there's a sort of frost going on?
I think I would probably use some sort of fleece, or if you have sort of like a bubble wrap thing, but fleece is something you can pack away in your shed during the summer.
And what sort of plants could we have in time for Christmas? What would your advice be there? Because that's what we're looking for. We want something bright to look at, you know, when it gets really harsh.
Oh, we've got some lovely plants. We grow a lot ourselves. So we have our primulas and polyanthus, but also our pack pansies and violas, and our own homegrown cyclamen as well. There is a hardy cyclamen called cyclamen coombe, which we have in stock at the moment, and they're excellent, and you can naturalise those, plant them in the ground afterwards as well.
What sort of colour of cyclamen then?
Cyclamen can vary. There are the bedding cyclamen, which we have plenty of in stock at the moment. They come in reds, pinks, dark burgundies, purples and whites.
Quite an array then.
Oh, they're beautiful, and they have a lovely variegated leaf as well.
Now, I want to encourage a little bit of wildlife, and I was thinking, what about growing a hedge? Because if I, say I go and get some bare roots, that's kind of quite a straightforward, quite economical way of dipping my, you know, incompetent toes, shall we say, into that whole thing. Because I fancy sort of encouraging a little bit of wildlife, you know, foraging for nuts, berries, rose hips, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
is that quite straightforward for me?
Well, yes. I mean, the sort of plants you could use for that is the blackthorn, which is the Prunus spinosa, which is an excellent plant. It has developed sloes, which the birds would eat, and also there's the Cotoneaster, which is an evergreen, which grows lots of berries, and of course let's not forget the wonderful hawthorn, which produces plentiful red berries for the birds, and of course the bees love the flowers in the springtime and
Maytime. That's a good choice, very good, nice little choice there. Yeah. And also people next door, they have loads of nest boxes in the garden. They don't tend to do too much with them. Is it perhaps a good time to clean them out?
Yes, jolly good time actually, or maybe even replace them if they're wooden and they've got all rotten. It's a good idea to replace them, I would say.
Or if you want to clean them, would you just kind of chuck a bit of boiling water, get rid of parasites that way? Remove old nests, maybe?
Yeah, you could do. I wouldn't use anything particularly chemical, no. I don't think, in those. But
I read somewhere, say you do go to clear out your nest boxes, whatever, yep. And you sort of find eggs, unhatched eggs. Is it true that you're only legally allowed to remove them between September and January? Is there some legal requirement?
I should only imagine that if you've still got eggs in the nesting boxes throughout the winter months, they'd probably have been deserted and wouldn't be viable, I wouldn't have thought.
Good. Well, I think that's me sorted. I don't know about the listeners, but I feel quite happy.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the tips. Happy gardening, Fiona.
Thank you very much.
And let's
indeed.
All embrace the changing seasons instead of lamenting the cold and stuff. We ought to just really embrace it, shouldn't
indeed.
We?
Indeed. Yes.
Thank you so much, Fiona, for joining me.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
That was Fiona Dunbar from Priory Farm Nursery. And this next track was chosen by Fiona. It's Katie Mellower and 9 Million Bicycles. And what I've done is I've selected something which I think it's the live version in Berlin, so I hope you enjoy it, Fiona.
Thank you.